Good morning and welcome to our Monday morning chapel. I was informed that we're short of bulletins today, so I'll announce the hymns and verses so we know what we're doing. Following our blessing today at the end of chapel, I would invite any of you who want to come up to the front, and Professor Jason Jasperson will explain some of the beautiful paintings and things that have been done for the Christmas concerts that we recently had, Christmas at Bethany. Please join with me then, turning to page 108 in the front part of your hymn book, page 108. We'll use portions of the Office of Prime today, and join me in the Versicles, Gloria Patri, and Confession of Sin. Make haste, O God, to deliver me. Make haste to help me, O Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, forevermore. Amen. Almighty God, Heavenly Father, I have sinned against you through my own fault, in thought, word, and deed. For the sake of the suffering, death, and resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on me, forgive me all my sin, and bring me to everlasting life. Amen. We join to sing the first three verses of hymn 98.
Thank you.
Our scripture reading for today is taken from Matthew, the 24th chapter, beginning with verse 22, and our Lord says, "And unless those days were shortened, no flesh would be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days will be shortened. Then if anyone says to you, 'Look, here is the Christ,' or 'There,' do not believe it. For false Christs and false prophets will rise and show great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect. See, I have told you beforehand. Therefore, if they say to you, 'Look, he's in the desert,' do not go out. Or, 'Look, he's in the inner rooms,' do not believe it. For as the lightning comes from the east and flashes to the west, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. For wherever the carcass is, there the eagles will be gathered together." These are your words, Heavenly Father. They are your truth. We pray that you would increase our faith through them. Amen. You've probably heard of the Shakers. The Shakers were a non-Trinitarian sect that started over in England, got driven out of England because of their strange beliefs, and came here to America a little bit after the Revolutionary War. One of their followers or founders was a woman that became known as Mother Ann Lee, Mother Ann Lee. And she drew followers to herself because of her intense preaching about Christianity. She was very down on anything that had to do with sex, and even tried to talk people out of getting married. She began to claim that she had visions of Jesus, and that Jesus was appearing to her and strengthening her message to people. She even got to the point by the end of her career of claiming to be the female second coming of Christ. This is not unusual in the history of the church, that people claim to be Christ or claim to have new revelations from him. It'd be fun to see Jesus, wouldn't it? It'd be amazing to witness Christ and to have him show up in chapel today instead of me. The devil likes to prey on this inside of all of us. He likes to prey upon this urge in us to see our Lord and to actually be in his presence. He knows how badly we want to be around our Savior. He knows how important our Savior is to us, what he's done for us, dying on the cross for us, shedding his blood to forgive all of our sins, giving us peace with God, the hope of everlasting life in heaven, the resurrection. All of that is packaged for us into this one man, our Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, Son of Man. And so the devil knows this. He knows how much we appreciate our Savior, and he likes to try to find ways to use that against us. And the danger is that we can be sucked into just any old person who claims that they've had a revelation from Jesus, a special appearance from him, or maybe even claim to be Jesus come back again. We're tempted by pizzazz. We want a little bit more bling in our religion. As a pastor, I've had a handful of members, at least maybe a dozen or so, that claim to have had special revelations from Christ, claim to have had special appearances from him. And what I've noticed with them is when I try to talk to them about it and direct them back to passages like the one I just read to you, they don't want to listen to that. They want to talk about their experience. They want to talk about how they went through this and what it meant to them and what it did for them. And you can easily see what Jesus is warning about, how we can get sucked in to some of these types of things. Now, let's be very clear. God is very capable of coming to us in supernatural and amazing ways. We have examples throughout the Bible of him appearing to people through dreams and visions, special appearances, loud voices, fire in a bush, you name it, many ways. And yet this same God comes to us through his word and warns us not to go chasing after things where once he has now given us his word. He always directs us back to where he wishes to be found, even if it's maybe not where we'd like to find him, even if we think it's not exciting enough. But it's through this that God would have us stay ready for his reappearing. When Jesus truly arrives, there's not going to be any question that it's happened. There's not going to be any question where he is. Just as a lightning bolt flashes all the way across the sky, if anybody's outside at night seeing that, nobody can miss it. So it will be with the coming of the Son of Man when he finally returns. There will be no need to try to convince anybody that Christ has arrived. The hymn in front of us says, "Every eye shall now behold him, robed in dreadful majesty." You college students, as you get out and get going with your career and maybe start looking at even someday a retirement plan, have to be very careful with what you might invest in, where you might invest your financial future, because if you listen to bad advice and put your investment in the wrong place, it could bring financial ruin for you. And so it is for us spiritually on a much higher level. Our Lord Jesus does not want you and me investing in any of these things that could catch us off guard and ultimately lead us away from truly being ready for his return. And so Christ always directs you spiritually to be invested where he wishes to be found. Listen to what he says. "If you continue in my word, then you are my disciples indeed. And then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." Thanks be to God. Amen. Please join me then for the responsory on page 108, at the bottom of page 108, and let us rise. O Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy upon us. O Lord Jesus, seated at the right hand of the Father, have mercy upon us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost. O Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy upon us. Arise, O Christ, and help us, and deliver us for your name's sake. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. O Lord Jesus Christ, bright Son of the world, shine upon my spirit and drive away the night of sin, that I may walk in your holy light all my life and even forevermore. Amen. We continue with the blessing at the bottom. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Lord Almighty, order this day and all our doings in his peace. Amen. We continue with verse 4 of hymn 98.